is a free download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/podcasts.
The story in the podcast.
Imagine.
What you can tell this story.
Ian,
as a hero.
He emptied out a U-bend, cleaned the sink, fixed the sink, and just as he was doing it, I don't
want you to
work all day.
It was the Diet Coke break.
It was a moment.
I can tell by the way.
He's going to really annoy me.
Walk that
I mean,
walk.
No, sorry. He's really annoying me.
Chinsling.
There we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, podcasteroonies, zippity-doodly-bum-bums. That's you guys. Welcome and indeed thank you and indeed welcome. Look at this. Beautiful, huh? Leave a comment, a nice one. 5 gold stars. Just like you do for John Gong. There's nothing in it for you. It just makes me feel a little bit sexy. Hey, here's how to confuse Sammy Travel.
Samantha Brough, BBC Three Counties Radio.
Well, go on, Sammy.
Oh, yeah, and to you.
What happened?
What happened? When?
Last today.
The weekend. I went to the park. It was lovely. Thank you. And you?
No, we didn't go together.
No, what did you do this weekend?
None of your business. Blimey. Where did she get off? A nosy mare. What'd you do, sweetie? None of your business. Here's how to confuse Katia. The question this morning, Katia, that we're only asking to those people listening at this hour, between 6 and 7, is what happened?
What?
What happened?
What happened? Where?
Yeah. What?
I don't know.
When?
Where's the articulation? I don't know. I can't say.
Wappen.
Wappen?
Okay. Katia. Hot wings.
No.
Yes.
Yes.
Hot wings, Katia.
Okay. Hot wings. Okay. No, I've got a title for you.
Hot wings, Katia. Can I have to press you on this one?
Hot. It's really hot today, and I've got wing. I can't do the promotion for a brand, so I don't know.
You can't do the promotion. What other foods are available?
Yes.
The headline. Do you know how to play this, Katia?
I know, but I've got a headline myself.
I'll give you a headline in a minute. Don't even know what that means. What's your headline, Katia?
Okay. It's eel behind you.
Sorry?
Yes. Eel behind you.
Eel behind you?
Yes.
Like, as in an eel?
Like a panto, eel behind you, and like an eel. Yes, E-E-L.
Why would you say those words in a sentence? I don't...
Well, that's the title for the... What do you mean?
For what?
For what? The...
What, if you're listening to this on the podcast and you've got any idea what she's talking about, people will, in like 200 years' time, after the war, this will be the only recording of radio from the 21st century they'll be able to find. And they'll go, boy, oh boy, no wonder those people made themselves extinct. Eel behind you.
Yes.
Thanks for calling, Katia.
Do you know what? I've got a tragic ending to this. I saw a documentary about a month ago. It was in Japan. And the chef in this particular restaurant wasn't very popular, so they got the chef drunk.
Yeah.
And what they did, they put an eel down his pants.
No,
and
he didn't.
Passed out. He passed out, and the eel managed to get up his backside, and it bit into him, and the chef was killed.
Here's how to confuse Matt.
What?
Let's cross live back to the scene of confused Sammy Travel. Well, go on, Sammy.
You've already asked me this.
No, I didn't, mate. I asked you what happened. Now I'm asking you wagwan.
Have you ever... Well, the... porridge?
Let's cross live back to the scene of confused Matt.
What?
Here's a story involving a woman with a silly name. A woman who spent years looking for her real mum was amazed to find she was a workmate she'd met. What?
Whoa.
Lasonya Mitchell Clark. Lasonya. And her son, Lasu, I'm joking. Lasonya Mitchell Clark, 38, was told by officials her natural mum was Francine Simmons. She found the name on Facebook of a woman who worked at her marketing firm. She realised they had chatted at company doo-doos. Lasonya. I mean, come on, guys. Lasonya. last Sonia called her and said,
Mum,
I think I'm your daughter.
Francie, you do it on the internal office stuff. You get like a little message up on our office
on the intercom.
Yo, Mum.
I don't know the specifics, mate.
Can you find out?
Yeah, sure.
Thanks.
Lasonia, if you're listening, could you give me a call, please? Francine confirmed she had had her adopted at birth. They met up in Youngstown, Ohio, US, and Lasonia found she has three sisters. La Sue, La Poo, and Ulala. Now, I made up those names at the end, but she's got three sisters, and their real names are La Sue, La Poo, and Ulala. So that's worked out quite nicely.
Aww.
Imagine that, though, right? You've given up someone for adoption. Who's this keep sending me? Why am I getting silly emails from someone? Oh, I don't know. Someone's sending me joke emails. Imagine that you've given up someone for adoption, and then you get a little messenger, as you say, pops up.
Yeah.
A little phone call, little email.
Oh, it's my meeting. Oh, wait, no, it's not.
It's not my meeting. Oh, blimey, it's my daughter. Oh, flip, yeah, I did. 35 years ago, La Sonia. I was hoping she wouldn't find me because it's, you know, it's a silly name. Or the knock at the door. I know Peter and Wilmer Green has talked about finding his real dad after... Not Peter and Wilmer Green, the other Peter. About finding his real dad years after he put up for adoption. But imagine that. Imagine getting the knock on the door. All right, Dad. Flipping heck. Who is it, darling? It's my son! It's my daughter! What's her name? Lasonia! You had a daughter you never told me about and you called her Lasonia. Out. Get out! The thing is, I missed the fact that her name sounds like lasagna until like an hour after the show. So I was making it harder for myself. Mm. I love making it harder for myself. Mama Kath was not here this week. She's not here. She got a bit of a laziness. So this is what she sounds like.
Chinsling. Romp. Chinsling. In his pants. I'm going to sneak.
It's people. Let's talk to each other.
Shakalaka boom boom. There's no more Fanny.
And that is what there is no more when Kath's not around. Instead, we had Matthew Lockwood. Lockwood, it says here.
Kelly Betts.
No, you've, Matthew Lockwood.
And you missed our tea in Matthew as well.
Matthew Lockwood. He's the northern one that sounds like, well, like this.
Well, on a Fridays, I do like fish and chips. But sometimes I'll have a curry. But it's a mild curry. I don't like anything too spicy.
This is the sort of stuff we get when Lockwood's involved. Now, listen, I want to pick you up on something. Just listen to the start of your report, and let's see if you can spot the obvious mistake.
What happened?
Oh, no, that's not, that's not it. Hang on a minute.
That's your mistake.
That's my mistake there. OK, I'm allowed to. Here we go.
I'll be there.
Carry on singing.
Up and over, I will be there.
Keep singing.
Up and over, I will be there. 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 Up and over, yeah, I will be there. Up and over, yeah, I will be there. Up and over, yeah, I will be there. Up and over, Yamo be there. Yamo be there. Yamo be there.
What is Yamo be there?
It's the name of the flipping song, mate.
Yamo.
It's the name even... of the flipping song. Yamo be there. And you're singing it. I will be there.
I will be there.
It's called. The song is even called I Will Be There. The song is called Yamo be there.
Well, that guy can't obviously, you know, speak properly, can he, if he's saying Yamo?
No, it's the name of the song.
I mean, he's not even in the
It's written by Michael McDonald and Quincy Jones. It's the name of the song.
I love this song, but, you know...
You don't love it. It's like saying, I love my wife. What's her name? Tracy. No, it's not.
She is.
She's not called Tracy. How can you say you love a song when you don't even know what the title is and you don't even know what the words are? I will be there. It's Yamo be there.
Many people have made this mistake about songs. You listen to a song, don't you? And you think it's something else.
Well, they don't embarrass themselves,
you know?
By starting off a report about the Black Cat Roundabout with you singing, I Will Be There.
I Will Be There. That sounds better than Yamo Be There. And I'm not going to back down on this one.
Been a bit racist?
What?
Yeah, I'll be there.
Open over, I will be
there. Out of my studio.
Open over, I will be there. Open over, I will be there.
Yamo, be there! Yamo, be there! For crying out loud. Oh, it gets me so angry.
It doesn't say up and over either, so I don't know where he's got that from.
It does.
No, it doesn't.
It does.
I'm on the lyrics, mate.
I'm on the lyrics, mate.
Go on, then.
Yeah, I'll be there.
Whenever you
up
call.
Up and over. No, 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 no. That's the, you're looking at the end of the chorus.
No.
Yes. Right. No. Get right. We'll do the Trav.
And get then we'll read it together.
Get the song.
Okay.
We're going to sort this.
What's
we're going
it
to. It's called. You've not said much today, Kels.
On Fridays.
Join me as we nip over to Australia, mate. Well, we meet a guy called Gaston with a story about something.
Hey, and I'm not too good today.
What's wrong, fella?
Last night I was at the pub and they have horse betting.
Horse betting?
Next to the pub here.
Horse betting races next to the pub, gosh.
No, no, no. What? Just like agents
what?
That you bet through.
All right, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and so I put some money down. The horse's name kind of stood out to me, so I put a bit of money down and I lost it all.
Aye.
So I've been in a bad mood, but I've called today because I want to take it back, and I need you guys' help.
What you want? I'm not going to give you any money. How much money did you lose?
I'm going to let you get the money, Ian. I just want to see them go down. I lost $150.
So what's that, about 85 pence, isn't it? Well, I don't know what the Australian dollar is worth.
80.
What, you want me to go and kill someone in Australia? Are you nuts, mate? I mean, it's a tempting mission.
Ian, I think we can work with the time difference here.
Okay.
Now, as you may be aware, the FA Cup final is fast approaching.
Oh, I'm very aware. It's ticked off in my diary. Remind me when it is.
The 29th.
Yep, okay.
I believe.
Yep.
Arsenal-Aston Villa.
That's the one.
Now, I'm 7 hours ahead of you guys, I believe.
Okay, yeah.
So I'm going to receive that information 7 hours in advance.
Yeah.
Now, if I call you back and tell you the result...
Right.
You could put down a wager of your choice.
Okay.
And it's a sure bet.
But then why would I... Okay, so I win a lot of money, then what do I do?
And you keep it. I just want to see these big gambling companies go down.
And where does the murder come into this, Gaston? Because that's the bit that's really got me excited.
Oh, I'm not sure I've got guts for that, to be honest.
Yeah, listen, Gaston, you're playing with the big boys here, mate. Either there's a murder involved or I'm not interested, all right?
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, that's right, Gaston. Can you believe that, Kelly?
What?
He knows I'm a professional hitman, right?
Yeah.
He wants me to go and make a bet involving time travel? Is that guy a loser or what? Jeez! Ladies, this bit is for you. Or indeed some of you men, if you like a little bit of Dealey. I took Justin Dealey into my lab and cloned him. I'm hoping to get up to 100 Dealeys by the end of August. Put your goggles on, zip up your boiler suits, and step into my laboratory for some sexperiments.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, sir. I love that clip. I love it. Not as much as I love this one, though.
When a man loves a woman.
You know what we're going to do? You know what we're going to do, guys? You know when Natalie Cole sang with her dead dad, Nat King Cole, right?
Where's this going?
You're
going
to duet with your dead self, Justin. Ladies and gentlemen, would you please welcome the Justin Dealey singing When a Man Loves a Woman. Count yourselves in, Justin.
Okay, and a one, a two, a one, two, three, four.
When a man loves a woman...
But you've got to sing along with it.
When a man loves a woman...
How is this a difficult concept to grasp?
No, but yeah, that's not how it's done.
You sing, but you can sing, you're singing a duet.
Yeah, you're singing a duet. You're singing a duet with yourself. That doesn't mean you sing over the top of yourself.
Because duets, you never sing at the same time.
Did you not hear Barry Manilow on Strictly a few months ago?
How could he sing with himself at the same time?
No, he wasn't singing with himself. He was singing with somebody who had passed away, but he was singing a duet. If you're singing a duet, you don't sing over each other.
You can do sing over it. Like, do a harmony or something.
Okay, let's go for it.
Do a higher version or a lower version.
Okay.
Here we go. Count yourselves in.
A one, a two, a one, two, three, four.
When a man loves a woman.
Right, I'm Phil Spector. Kelly, clip that, give it to me immediately. We're going to have, I'm going to try and get, ladies and gentlemen, 16 Justin Dealeys singing at exactly the same time.
Should we try and make something happen here?
Magic.
Steve, we're live on the streets of Houghton Regis. How are you today?
I'm good, thank you.
Good stuff. Now, Percy Sledge, When a Man Loves a Woman, I can do a decent version. Can you just give us 10 seconds of When a Man Loves a Woman? Come on, you can do this, Steve.
Okay. When a man loves a woman...
What do you reckon, boss?
I think he's much better than you, mate. Thank you, Steve.
Mm.
Justin.
Yes.
Count yourselves in.
Okay. A one, a two, a one, two, three, four.
When a man loves a woman.
Clip it. Right. So far. And we can do this over the week. We'll do one more and then we'll carry on tomorrow, okay?
Yeah.
So far. We've got three Justin Dealeys. Hey, ladies, it's your dream come true. Three Justin Dealeys. We're going to finish today with four Justin Dealeys, and we'll pick this up tomorrow, OK?
Yeah, no
I
worries.
Want, by the end of the week, 16 Justin Dealeys.
Wow.
Well, this is how the Carpenters, of course, made their records. Yes. There are only two of them, yet it sounded like so many.
Mm.
Count yourselves in.
A one, a two, a one, two, three, four.
When a man loves a woman.
This is literally the funniest thing I've ever done in my life. Not to you, dear listener, maybe, but to me. I am finding this hilarious.
Poor Steve. You're right there, Steve.
I'm fine, thank you.
Yeah. Ask Steve if he's ever fallen down anything.
Well, he has, actually.
Oh.
Yeah, he has. Steve, tell us about your story. Vital stats, by the way, on Steve. He's a keen listener. He's 29 years old, 5'11", and he's wearing a swag hat. What have you ever fallen down or fallen over?
More of a case of sort of falling off, really. It was a wall. I was back in my sort of younger, more foolish days at uni. Went out with a few friends, a few too many drinks.
Justin?
When basically sort of toppled backwards.
Justin, you hit your microphone. It's a terrible line and we keep losing you. And he's gone. Well, Justin's fallen down the crack behind between the radio... And the wall. Are you there now?
I think so.
What happened there, mate? Run out of batteries?
No. We're just, you know, we're in a, I suppose, a
we
bad
missed
area.
Steve's, we missed you, no, you missed
Steve.
Steve
fell
story.
Off a wall. And he lived to tell the tale.
Don't get angry with me! Get angry saying. With Travers!
I'm just saying!
Call 08459 455 555.
BBC Three Counties Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, would you please welcome to the stage a salon of dealies? As the band prepares for their performance, they step forward to the microphones. And it sounds something like this.
When a man loves a woman.
Well, that's the United Kingdom, but what does Scotland say?
Wow.
You're my new plaything. You're
Thank
like
you.
Richard Pryor in that film, The Toy, which I've never seen. I've only seen the cover of, where he's like a puppet being played by somebody else. And I imagine that pretty much sums up the film, Daly.
Thank you, boss.
Here's two grown men singing.
Caroline. Yeah.
And that's enough of that.
Boom.
Hey, here's something else. Here we go. This will be good. This is why I don't earn as much as I used to. Bonk loads, get a rise.
Oh.
Three a week on higher pay. Workers who have sex three times... Steady on, let me finish it. Shut up. Workers who have sex three times a week earn more than those who don't, a survey of prostitutes said. I added that. It's just a survey. I put the P word in for a cheap laugh. It found staff who romp the most get 4.5%, still not finished, 4.5% higher pay. And adults with long... What?
Are they romping with their boss? Is that
adults with long... Well, I've been romping with the boss here for ages and he's still not giving me a pay rise. And adults with long-term health conditions who are sexually active earn 1.5% more than those who've lost their mojo. Dr. Nick Dridakis. I tried to kiss her, she said no. Dr. Nick tried to kiss her, but she said no. Do you get it?
Yeah, I do. That's why I'm laughing, mate.
Okay, mate. Dr. Nick tried to kiss her, but she said no. No. Dr. Nick tried to kiss her, but she said no. I can't say it.
It's doing nothing for me.
Dr. Nick tried to kiss her, but she say no. Dr. Nick tried to kiss. Looked at 7,500 men and women. I bet he did. I bet he did.
You must be tired.
Yeah. What? Yeah. He found married men took home an extra 4.6% and women 2.5% if they had frequent what's described here as bedroom action, and he doesn't mean hoovering.
I've got three words for this doctor. Get a life.
Well, he's got a life. He's watching people bonk and then looking at how much money they've got. Doctor tried to kiss her, but she said no. Of Anglia Ruskin University, Cambridge, said, married people, in particular men, enjoy higher wages than non-married. In general, such people are more sociable and, of course, more sexually active. Is this Bob Dylan? He also found adults with long-term illness had less sex. Disabled workers were 13%... Here we go, guys. Please shut up. Disabled workers were 13% less sexually active. Well, Dr. tried to kiss her, but she said no. Are you satisfied? Are you? You should be. Matt wants me to turn his mic on. He's got a punchline.
Yeah, that's a good one. Well done.
Three Counties Radio.
Morning, Albert!
Morning, Ian.
How you doing, fella?
Oh, I'm surviving, sir. How are you?
I need the toilet.
Do you?
Yep.
Do you want to go now and I'll hold the fort?
I'm not leaving you in charge of my fort, Albert. You will not be holding my fort, Albert. I will let you look at my fort, but the drawbridge is closed. There is a moat full of crocodiles that you may never cross, but you can shout to my guard. Which is me. Yes,
stranger, what do you want? Oh, I was calling you about the royal baby, Ian.
Blimey, yeah, go on. Go on. Are you excited, right, Albert?
Well, let me put it this way. There are subatomic particles inside... Subatomic particles, yes. Ian. Come on, keep up. Inside the Large Hadron Collider.
It was called... The BBC called it the Hadron Collider last week. Did you see that?
I did, filthy beast.
There was a caption on the BBC News, Large Hadron Collider to be restarted. Oh, I say.
Anyway. I have no idea what they mean.
No, nor do I.
Something to do with your fort.
Yes.
But, yeah, anyway, so these subatomic particles are larger than the hoot I give about that baby.
Yes. Oh, really?
So I'm not what you might call a traditional monarchist.
No. It does make me... I do feel sorry for those poor lost souls that are... Hello?
Hello?
Did you switch hands?
No, not at all. Oh,
something happened.
Oh, did it? Did I drop out?
What are you doing?
I'm just switching cheek. There we go. That's better. Can you hear me?
Unfortunately.
Oh... Go on, you were talking.
Yeah, I was.
Well, come on, I haven't got all day.
Why, what you got on today?
Oh, I'm so busy today, you wouldn't believe it. The amount of meat I've got to pack.
How much meat are you packing today? I suppose you've got to do it quickly when it's this hot.
Well, exactly, or the flies get to it quick.
Or it sweats. Can dead meat still sweat?
Well, some sort of residue comes off it. I've never tested it for sweat.
Okay. Well, thanks, Albert.
Ian?
I'm getting my guards to pour boiling oil over the edge of the fort and fire flaming arrows at you.
Oh, thanks for that. That's kind.
You're welcome.
All right.
Yeah. This man rang 999 after witnessing a hit and run where the victim was killed. The victim was a squirrel. Let's just say it all kicked off. I'm trying to sound like the fella...
Al Michael Burke. Yeah.
It's good, isn't it?
Yeah, it was good.
999, yeah.
I was just ringing in about the squirrel. Excuse me, my voice is disappearing.
Hang on a second.
It's okay if I let the squirrel today.
That idiot, yes.
Yeah, bless him. I think you're being a little bit hard.
Okay, go on.
We've got odd little laws in place, like, well, it's not that odd, but if you hit a dog, you do have to report it.
No, Steph.
And I think it's the same with a deer.
No, Steph, you're not trying to defend a man who's called 999 because a little baby squirrel has been knocked over.
Yeah, admittedly 999 was a bit strong, but I think the premise of reporting it is not, you know, that's not too wide of the mark. It's
a maybe squirrel.
No, it's yeah.
A squirrel's a rat.
Squirrel.
It's a rat. Yeah, yeah, if you hit a cat or a dog, then yeah, I think you should phone up. Not 999. Maybe the RSPCA at the very, very. Well, if you hit a cat or a dog and it's still alive, shame on you if you don't pick it up and take it to the nearest vet. I saw someone drive off after hitting a cat, and I had to put the bloody thing again. I'm not swearing; it was literally bloody into the back of my car, take it to the vets, and then watch it die. It was horrible. But come on, Steph, it's a squirrel, and this man is phoning 999 because he wants an ambulance.
No, it was a policeman that said the ambulance, not him. I mean, I think he was just concerned for wildlife and didn't really know what to do.
Hang on, Steph, we're going to listen. Hang on a second, let's go through this. Here we go. And it's not the policeman, it's the operator. Here we go.
Hello. We've got a dropped line from this telephone number. Do you require an ambulance?
Basically what it was, we witnessed a car hitting something and driving off, yes. What we want to close with is its neck was broke. It was a squirrel.
Right.
It's for the... He's dialed 999, Steph, for the squirrel. Calm on. Now, listen, you sound like a wonderful, kind-hearted, empathetic, intelligent woman. You know that that's too much.
Yeah, again, it was the operator that said, do you want an ambulance? It wasn't him. He just phoned up.
Let's carry on.
So you witnessed a hit and run, so an ambulance is required.
I think he's dead now. It was like a little baby squirrel.
He's up for the ambulance, Steph, but not now. He's dead. It was a little baby squirrel.
Yeah, I think he was just traumatised. He didn't know what to do.
It's a flipping squirrel. Claire's in Silverman's. Claire, do you agree with Steph? Am I being too harsh on this idiot? Not Steph, the fella.
I think you're being a little bit harsh. And I really like the fact that there's people in the community who are willing to do something when they see that something like this happens.
You don't dial 999, Claire, for a squirrel that's been knocked over.
That's correct. You don't dial 999, but the fact that he cares, I think, is something we're missing out on. Bedfordshire Wildlife Rescue put them into Facebook.
Oh.
They're brilliant people to ask for advice about stuff like this.
Well, he should have gone on to... Claire, there are people who are dying, OK? There are people having heart attacks that genuinely need an ambulance. Come on, you've got to be stupid to dial 999 because a little squirrel's been knocked over.
He's a bit off-key, clearly. But the 999 bit is wrong, but the fact that he cares, we've lost that, Ian.
No, but
you've lost that.
No, we've not lost that, Claire, but it's a squirrel. Squirrels get knocked over all the time.
A squirrel is life, Ian.
No, a squirrel... if you got a squirrel in your loft, you wouldn't be saying it's nice. You can't move it.
I said it's life, not nice.
Oh, yeah, but it's not proper life. It's a squirrel life.
Ian, stop.
Claire, people are more important than animals, right?
No. Where are you getting this stuff from?
Steph, we'll say goodbye. Thank you. Claire.
Yes.
People are more important than animals, right?
Well, that depends on your perception of the food chain. Okay, maybe, but
no, it's nothing to do with the food chain. A person is more important than a squirrel. We can agree on that, can't we?
A decent person wouldn't leave an animal suffering. So that man, I think, it was kind. He had his heart in the right place to try.
He's clocking up phone lines. He could stop someone getting an ambulance. Claire, you would agree, wouldn't you? You'd have to agree with this. A human life is worth more than a squirrel.
OK, he shouldn't have rang 999, Ian. We agree on that bit. We absolutely shouldn't have.
But about
the
human life being worth more than a squirrel?
Yes, human life's very important.
Worth more than a squirrel?
Okay.
No, do you think... I don't know. What do you think?
Yes, it is very important, yes.
Is it worth more... Is it worth more than a squirrel's life?
Ian, you've missed the point.
No, I'm asking you a direct question. Do you think a human life is worth more than a squirrel?
Yes, if I had the choice to save a human or a squirrel, I'd go with the human.
Claire, thank you very much indeed. Liz.
Hi.
We got there in the end. Morning, Liz.
Morning.
What have you got for us?
Well, I'm just saying about this man and a squirrel. He's a complete idiot.
Oh, at last, Liz. I thought I was the odd one out here.
The reason being, I had a discussion with Jonathan the other day about that poor woman that died, that rung the operator, and nobody went out to her. She called the police, didn't she?
The woman who killed herself, committed suicide,
exactly.
yes.
And the thing is, all these idiots that block up, the phone lines and ring for stupid things when there's a person that needed help and didn't get help.
What gets me right is those last two callers, and they were both, fair play. They were passionate in that they care about things. But they're going, well, it's a good thing, maybe 999 was inappropriate, but at least he cares. It's a squirrel.
Exactly.
It's a squirrel.
Rat.
It's a rat. You're gonna call up because you've seen a pigeon with a manky foot.
Exactly.
Well, it happens. Yeah, if a dog gets knocked down, if a cat gets knocked down, well, that's a different thing. But
then you wouldn't still call an ambulance.
No!
You'd go to RSPCA straight away or go to a vet.
Yeah, exactly. I would like to think, you'd phone up the RSPCA, or if the cat was still alive, you thought, there's a vet around the corner, you'd whack it in the back and you'd drive around. You wouldn't dial 999.
It makes me wild.
What's more... It makes you wild. Liz, what's more important, a human life or a squirrel life?
A human life.
Thank you very much indeed. Regular caller Matt, not you, called in. Oh, man, I can only apologise.
Ian, I've got a beef.
You said beef.
I was trying to do an impression.
I do that sometimes. I mix up my Fs and my Fs.
I can't do that, yeah.
Well, you just did it, mate. You literally just did it.
I said it earlier on in the week. I was trying to say drove, and I said drove.
Says knife and fork.
No,
it's
really,
so embarrassing. Yeah. It's almost as embarrassing as calling your teacher mum.
Oh, I did that to the ugliest teacher. I'm so sad about it.
I once looked at my teacher's...
All right, guys.
Wild one, Ian.
Wagwan that!
Here comes Matty with another dull phone call. Here comes Matty with another dull phone call. Grumpy old sod keeps on phoning us up, and we wish he would go away. He's really dull, he's really dull, and he sucks the life right out of my show. Matty's so dull, he's so dull. If you love Kenny Rogers so much, go and marry him, Matty in Luton. He loves Kenny Rogers, but the slow ones, not the good ones from the 1960s. Matt keeps phoning up and asking for daytime friends and nighttime lovers, cause he fancies me. Matt is in Luton, he is so dull. I can't wait for him to stop calling me. He hasn't taken the hint, he keeps phoning me and ruining my show. Ruining my show.
Morning, Matt. What you got for us?
I don't need to phone in. You ruin your own show.
You ruin my show, Matt! You ruin my show, Matt! Every morning, cut it in with your boring phone calls! Good morning, Matt. Would you want Kenny Rogers, daytime friends and nighttime lovers? You're not getting it.
Okay.
Yes. You're not getting it.
No, we're on the...
And that's the problem, Matt. You're not getting it. I think you need to get it.
Listen.
I think you need to start getting it again, Matt.
Yeah, don't worry about me, pal.
Are you getting it? Do you want it? I can get it for you.
Kenny Rogers.
No, not Kenny Rogers. I'm talking about... I'm not talking about daytime friends. I'm talking about nighttime lovers.
Nighttime lovers, yeah.
Daytime friends and nighttime lovers.
Anyway, let's talk about this guy that was with the cat and the dog.
Oh, do we have to?
Yes.
Do we have to, Matt? Can't we
bring
talk...
Bring him around to me.
What, daytime friends and nighttime lovers?
No, this guy, I'll sort him, mate. He wants
again?
A bloody good hiding.
Oh, cheeky.
Yeah.
Well, Matt, it's particularly horrible what he's done. Hey, here's an idea. Mm. You know we're trying to get 100 Justin Dealey's?
Can't stand that crap.
Sorry?
Don't like it.
Don't like what?
Don't like all that rubbish with Justin Dealey. One Justin Dealey's enough.
Well, we've got 8 Justin Dealeys so far.
Well, it's like you. One of you is enough.
Well, I've written a song about... I spent months writing a song about you and everything.
Kelly's told me to say this to you.
Kelly Burtz!
I told him to say Wagwan.
Kelly said... Ah, who sang Wild One?
Who said... What? What? You're thinking of Oliver Reed.
No.
Yes, he sang Wagwan. He was drunk, wasn't he, on that television programme, and he's going, there's a real Wagwan.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Matt.
OK.
What are you doing today, Matt?
Doing a bit of gardening, I suppose.
Yeah.
Got to Leicester Arms.
A few beers.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, well.
We're all waiting for you to come to the Leicester Arms.
It's never going
to
happen, Matt.
And the Leicester Arms have got new menus as from today.
I say! Look, Matt, why don't do you know... Have they given you a sneak preview? Do you know what's on the new menu at the Leicester
Arms? It's absolute advertising is brilliant, so now I thought I'll do a plug.
Well, what? You won't get a free Big Bender in the bun. What
no,
are they...
no, I won't get nothing free. I don't need anything free.
Some free care with using your phone call appropriately. Matt...
Right.
What is going to be on the Leicester Arms menu?
Well, you've got the mixed grill there, which is absolutely brilliant.
That's lots of meat, isn't it?
Oh, God, yeah. And you'd love lots of meat. An ex-vegetarian.
I would love lots of meat.
The people I hate most of all.
Yeah, ex-vegetarians?
Yes.
You
because
hate ex-vegetarians?
I'm a butcher.
Yeah.
I'm a butcher and I hate vegetarians. Hate them.
OK, Matt.
Yeah.
Gosh, well, that's put us in our place. So there's a mixed grill. What else?
Lasagna. Beautiful lasagna.
Beautiful. I bet it's a good one as well at the Leicester Arms.
Yeah, it's great, I'll tell you.
Yeah, it's like being in
Italy.
Tell
all your friends, the Leicester Arms is the place to eat your meat.
Matt, did they legalise drugs yesterday? Because you sound off your mash.
Yeah, I do like a few drugs now and then.
Thanks for calling, Matt. Ta-ta.
Is that the menu?
I've got no idea what just happened. I think we're talking about identity theft with that young gentleman earlier on. I think someone's stolen Matt's identity. It could be that Matt's been a character these last 2.5 years. Of course, drugs are very, very naughty and we don't encourage it at all, but...
Is it OK if I lit a squirrel today?
No! It is not! But still, it's not OK for you to dial 999. A reminder, if you are a vegetarian, don't go to the Leicester Arms today. Why?
I'm a butcher and I hate vegetarians.
There we go, you see. He'll serve you up. Daily Texas, as the show gradually grinds to a halt.
I've got one here that's just nasty, really.
Oh,
do you want to hear a nasty
text? About?
It's about you.
Yeah, Matt, what I really want to hear when I'm suffering a crisis of confidence in my life anyway is a nasty text. Well, you've got to do it now.
No, I'm not going to do it. No. No.
You've got to do it now, otherwise people will think...
Oh, you can't read that
one. No, it's just awful, isn't it? Why are people so mean?
Go on, let's have it. Mark can take it. Go on.
Can you?
Kels, give it to me.
I'm not saying it.
Matt?
We'll say one word at a time.
No.
Matt,
go on.
Matt.
Right, I'll say the first word.
Matt, just do it. Read it, otherwise I'll give
you
a dead arm.
You.
Come on, read it.
You are crap, crap, crap.
Oh.
Ian Lee.
Oh. I didn't know it was going to be that. I was expecting something bad, but not expecting something as bad as that.
I wish you would something off.
Oh, dearie me. Well, that's really taken me...
Would you like 3 compliments to make up for it?
Yeah,
well, No. I think I need... I think I need to... I just need to think about that for a second. Hang on. To type it 3 times. Rude. Very upset. How am I going to look my boys in the eyes tonight? Daddy, what happened at work? Someone said I was crap, crap, crap. A little bit sad, I want to cry.
Between 6 and 7, it's becoming a little bit of a cult. We're coming up with a name for it. We're going to give out membership cards. And also, we ask a question that we only ask in that hour. We don't ask anywhere else. We're going to sneak a few of them in the podcast. This week, on Thursday, we asked, doorbells or knockers?
And it took off.
Good morning to you, sir. I'm on the street, so
hey.
The question for the first hour is doorbells or knockers, correct?
Yeah, and I was surprised. That I don't think Sammy Bruff has thought this through. There is a correct answer. Kelly, what's your answer, doorbells or knockers?
Knockers.
Tell me why.
It's definite.
Yeah, exactly. Lockers, doorbells or knockers?
It has to be knockers because the doorbells remind me of the hyacinth bouquet, you know, and people have...
This is where it... Now I remember where it came from. I was trying to come up with a feature in bed last night called Lockers Gets On My Knockers. And I couldn't quite work out how to make it work, so it then transmuted this morning into doorbells or knockers.
I love that.
If anyone could... We'll do it tomorrow. Well, give me another day. Tomorrow between 6 and 7 we'll do Lockers Gets On My Knockers.
And if you've got a knocker, it creates fear. People answering. No. It's panic. In it, you think it's the bailiffs?
It's authentic.
Why do you like you're knockers, aren't you? Just obviously, tell us why, mate.
I just think for me, it's that authentic sound. Doorbells these days are not what they used to be, and I think that it's a knocker every time. I'm on the streets, people coming up to me this morning saying, I want to have my say on this. Sadiq, good morning. You're live across Beds, Hearts, and Bucks. Doorbells or knockers?
Doorbells.
Thank you very much indeed. There you go, Sadiq, with his answer there this morning for you.
Thank you, Sadiq. That's great. That's great. OK. Now, yes, we've got... OK, right. Hang on a second. Let me just see where we are. Right, hang on a second. Oh, I'll tell you what...
Hold on, boss. What's your name?
Tyrone.
Thanks for joining us on the first hour of the programme. It's a very, very serious question. Are you ready to accept?
Yeah.
OK. Doorbells or knockers? For me, it's knockers. More authentic. For you, is it doorbells... Or knockers?
Doorbells.
Why?
Because you can hear them from throughout the house. Or clearer.
Great answer. Thanks, Tyrone. Yes.
Cheers. Thank you.
There you go.
Okay, so just remember Sadiq's answer was...
Doorbells.
Okay. The phones have gone mental on this, Justin. They really have. Let me go to Jamie in Luton. Good morning, Jamie.
Hello.
Doorbells or knockers, Jamie?
Has to be knockers.
Can I ask you why?
Knockers have been around a long time more than bells.
But we can still embrace modern technology.
No, knockers are better.
Thank you for calling, Jamie.
Take care, bye.
I've just got to say, we do have to be impartial with the election coming up. This is a serious point. So just to redress the balance...
Doorbells.
Knockers are better.
Just so we've got both sides of the argument.
Yep.
Let's go to round two. It's Kenny in Chisel Green and Dennis in Dunsmore. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
I'd like you to fight it out amongst yourselves. Do you prefer...
Doorbells.
Or do you think...
Knockers are better.
Over to you, gentlemen.
Doorbells.
Knockers.
My wife can't hear the knocker. The doorbell she can hear.
Well, what if the battery runs out? I mean, you don't know when the battery runs out.
This is not a battery-driven one. This is driven from the power cable.
Oh, it's a mains fed?
Yep.
Right.
That way, she can't miss it. I had to rewire it so it's right above her head, so she can turn her hearing aid off and still hear it.
Right. Well, sounds fantastic. I'll still go with knockers, though.
Yeah, but you've not stood outside the door like I've had, knocking on the door in the cold because I've forgotten the key. And all I had to do was ring a bell and she jumped and opened the door. That's why I rewired it, so she could hear it.
Oh, for your benefit, for when you lose your key.
That's right.
Well,
standing out in the cold, hammering on the door is no good.
No.
No, it's definitely... Definitely doorbells.
Well, obviously, in your case, but I'm afraid in my case, you've got to go with a knocker.
It really depends on who rings the bell as well. Because I look out to see who it is. I don't have to open the door. I can spy out who it is. And if it's somebody coming round asking me who I'm voting for, I just don't bother to answer the door.
Really?
No.
I will.
That way, I'll get through the this national vote with sanity. There's nothing to run on the wall, but night after night after night after night, you get these so-called national figures spouting rubbish.
Here's a sort of call I like. Short and sweet. Good morning, Laura.
Morning.
What would you like to say, Laura?
Knockers.
Thank you very much indeed.
Perfect call. One word. Sometimes it's all you need. One more Dealies? Mm. We've got 8 Justin Dealies so far.
You ready? Oh, no, no, no.
You ready to go for 9?
If this is what you want...
Yeah, I want 100 Dealies by the time my contract ends.
So we do one a day, yeah?
Count yourselves in.
OK, a 1, a 2, a 1, 2, 3, 4. When a man
loves a woman... Beautiful. We're up to 9 Justin Dealies. Then you talk about the stuff that's in Friday shows, Matt.
Well, I sort out this stuff for Kyle. I've got to record some
So in Friday's show, we were talking about lollipop people.
It's Thursday show. What happens in Friday's show?
Tomorrow.
Yeah. Well, basically, how it works is I hear something on your show, and I think, I'm sure this could go well with a particular song.
Yeah.
I found an instrumental, in this case, Sam Smith, which I used. You'll see why in a bit.
Shall we dive in and have a listen?
Sure.
Here we go.
Hello, we've got a dropped line from this public phone number. You require a stamp with them. We've written a car hitting something and right off.
Oh, yes, we're having some of that. Elliot!
Yes?
You are the show's official mash-upper.
I like that title.
It's yours, Elliot. And one day, when I'm rich, I'm going to send you a crown, but don't, you know...
Oh, thank you.
My problem started in the workplace. He was a colleague who was a loner, depressive, and I thought I could help him by saying, you know, are you coming in? Do you want a coffee at lunchtime, etc.? So I befriended... befriended him, thinking I could help him, but sadly, I became his hobby.
Oh gosh! You thought you were doing a nice thing, you know, just befriending someone who's a little bit lonely and perhaps feeling a bit left out. At what point and how did it turn into something a little bit uncomfortable?
Okay, well, he said he was, depressed and had no friends, no hobbies, etc. His wife. Was working abroad, when I would go out of an evening, like aerobics or evening classes, I started seeing him in places, you know, wherever I'd be. First of all, waved, and then it became quite regular. The voices in the back of my head were like, you know, the alarm bell started ringing slightly, but of course... when this starts, you think, oh, don't be stupid, just being a bit paranoid, it's just coincidence. And you put it to the back of your mind. Then it was just following me to and from work, everywhere I would go, he would be there already. I was married at the time as well. Our life wasn't our own.
Would he speak to you, Tracy? Would he say, all right, Trace, nice to see you. What a surprise seeing you here. Or is he just hanging back?
Yes, no, just be watching from a distance. And he'd want me to see his car or him, but not do anything. Just watch from a distance. And then I would go speak to my bosses about it, and it just became a bit of a joke with them, sadly.
Oh. Now, this was about 20 years ago, wasn't it, when perhaps our attitudes and certainly the laws around this kind of thing were very different, weren't they?
That's right, yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, it later transpired that, you know, my suspicions, being labelled emotional and paranoid, weren't actually correct, because he had put listening devices in the house, so... He was finding out where we were going and what we were doing.
How did he do that? How did he get into the house to do that?
Well, when you go into work, dump my bag down, and he used to steal the keys. And then there was one instance where he offered to mend a puncture for me, and I passed my keys over to him, and I looked at them, and my house key was attached, and I wonder if that was the opportunity he took to get a copy of it. So, so it carried on and basically lasted almost 10 years. My marriage broke up as a result.
Really? What strain did it put on the marriage?
Well, it was daily being monitored. It's an invasion of privacy. I call it mental rape, because how much of my privacy was left because he was, you know, listening, watching, and every movement I made, he was there.
Did you ever did you ever confront him, or your husband, or any of your friends confront him and say, what the hell are you doing?
Yes. We had a mediation session at work, even through the courts, because he has over 20 convictions relating to his stalking of me. My husband actually beat him up one night when he found him, you know, near our house, watching. But, you know, there was nothing would stop him, even the courts.
For the whole 10 years, were you still working together?
No. As a result, when my marriage broke up, he was eventually sacked. But that is another story from the employer. But I moved back to live with my parents to start life again, basically. So
I'm going to ask
something,
Tracy. That this isn't what I think. I'm slightly playing devil's advocate, and some people might think this. If he was just following you, what's the problem? Could you not ignore him?
No. we tried it with, you know, the police involvement. You know, we'll try ignoring it, but he escalated his movements. But it wasn't just that; it was silent phone calls. He started stalking my parents, my in-laws at the time. He researched our family trees and would send documents to my in-laws, like birth certificates, etc. And he would make plans to kill us and do all sorts of things. And he tried to take a contract out on my husband.
Tracy, this is terrible.
And it carries on. So we were the test case for grievous bodily harm, psychiatric injury in 1996. And that case and our subsequent campaign led to the first Harassment Act in 97. So we thought, right, this is, you know, the first time that he, you know, it's actually been identified that what he's doing is a crime. Mm. And I went public with my case to highlight the loophole in the law. And then lots of other victims came forward. And then suddenly I realised it was a huge problem.
What happened to this chap in the end?
OK, well, sadly, one of the prison sentences, during that, he changed his name by deed poll to my ex-boyfriend. Came out and...
He did that in prison?
Yeah. Well, as far as I know, yeah. Yes. And he came out like a new person. he befriended a woman through his work, and they had a relationship briefly, and which was quite controlling. They split up. He started stalking her, and sadly, he tried to kill her.
Oh, dear.
So he was jailed for life in 2001, for attempted murder, having to serve a minimum of 7 years. But now that 7 years is obviously up. Mm. So we go through parole processes now. So he's trying to get out. So, you know, when does it end?
When was the last time? When is he next up for parole? Do you know?
We've just had the latest one. So it'll be probably about a year's time.
And is it, what, every year, every couple of years it comes
up? It depends what the you know, stipulations are, but, yeah, at the moment it seems to be every year.
OK, so we'll just make out that on Friday nothing happened, actually, and we didn't come into work.
When's Kath back?
Monday.
Thank God.
Thanks for listening to this free download from BBC Three Counties Radio, your local radio station for Beds, Hearts and Bucks, on FM, AM, digital radio and online at bbc.co.uk/threecounties.